Very good evening to you from me, Father Emil, and a very warm welcome to As the Sun Sets. Well, it's great to be with you at the end of the day. It's the end of the week. All I can say is I hope you're going to have a super restful weekend. Well, lots of people tune in at this time because they know it's the Friday evening and it's As the Sun Sets, a time of prayerful reflection as we come to the end of the day. So let's ask the Lord to be with us as we begin our evening prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
Treasure not made of gold in earthen vessels, wealth untold. One treasure on me, the Lord, the Christ, in earthen vessels. Light has shone in our darkness. God has shone in our heart with the light of the glory of Jesus the Lord. We hold a treasure not made of gold in earthen vessels, wealth untold. One treasure on me, the Lord, the Christ, in earthen chosen the lowly, who are small in this world. In his weakness is glory, in Jesus the Lord. We hold a treasure not made of gold in earthen vessels, wealth untold. One treasure on me, the Lord, the Christ, in earthen vessels.
Lord, keep my soul from death and my feet from stumbling. Psalm 114, a psalm of thanksgiving. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal. For he turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I call on the Lord's name, O Lord my God, deliver me. How gracious is the Lord and just! Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so he saved me. Turn back my soul to your rest. For the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, and my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, keep my soul from death and my feet from stumbling. My help shall come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalm 120, about God being the protector of his people. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not, your God. No, he sleeps not, nor slumbers, Israel's God. The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Your ways are just and true, King of all the ages. Great and wonderful are your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the ages. Who shall not fear and glorify your name, O Lord? For you alone are holy. All nations shall come and worship you, for your judgments have been revealed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Your ways are just and true, King of all the ages. Our Gospel reading this evening is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 11, verses 16 to 19. Jesus spoke to the crowds. What description can I find for this generation? It is like children shouting to each other as they sit in the marketplace. We played the pipes for you, and you wouldn't dance. We sang dirges, and you wouldn't be mourners. For John came, neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he is possessed. The Son of Man came, eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. And yet, wisdom has been proved right by her actions. Well, a short little reflection now on the Gospel of today. John came, a great prophet, preached a gospel or a good news message, maybe to some bad news message, of repentance. And John came neither eating nor drinking. He dressed in sackcloth and ashes and lived on locusts and wild honey and that sort of thing, a real ascetic sort of person. And they say he's possessed. He doesn't match their expectations, and so they say he's possessed. Jesus comes and associates with the poor, the lonely, the marginalized, the dropouts of society, the prostitutes, the sinners, and all the rest of it. And people accuse him of being a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Well, whether you're an ascetic or whether you're somebody like Jesus who associates with all and sundry, people accuse you of being gluttons and drunkards and all the rest of it and so on. In the end, Jesus says wisdom is proved right by her actions. But what strikes me so powerfully about the gospel today is that so often in the church, for example, in the church we try to reach out to people where they are to help them, to give them hope, to give them something to live for in the future. And what happens? We are switched off. The church gets switched off. A little while ago, I wrote an article in the Archdiocesan News here in Johannesburg. And I used this little quotation. We played the pipes for you and you wouldn't dance. We sang dirges and you wouldn't be mourners. It was a little article I wrote about Radio Veritas and how through Radio Veritas, we've really tried to reach out to people. We played the pipes for you, and people didn't respond. And so often, even today, we try to rearrange our programming, to bring programs that are uplifting, inspiring to people and so on. And one just reaches a blank wall, hardened hearts. I had a letter recently from somebody who was very grateful for the calendar we sent for Christmas. But this person also said, you know, I prefer to hear programs in my own language. Otherwise, I just switch over to another channel. Maybe another channel that's a bit more interesting or something like that. So it's like looking at what we're doing and saying, I don't like it. It's not interesting. It does nothing for me at all. And I think what we need to do is really to remember that Radio Veritas is here not just for you, who might be able to speak the language I'm using now, but for many, many others who speak different languages as well, for whom English is maybe their third or fourth language. And we need to remember that before we criticize and condemn. But that's just about the little article I wrote and the response of one person to some of the programs and the languages that we use and so on. But through Radio Veritas, what we try to do is to reach out to people. And I think this is the mission of the church, is to reach out to people, to touch people where they need to be touched. I think of our Holy Father, Pope Francis, as he reaches out to people in his own way. And there are so many people who condemn and criticize him for the way he's reaching out to people. Very often, very traditional kinds of people. And they don't like the kind of outreach and the ministry and the way our Holy Father really reaches out and touches the lives of people and brings them hope. Why am I saying all these things? I'm saying all these things because we need to go back to the gospel that we've heard today to realize the mission, the ministry of John the Baptist, to realize the mission and the ministry of Jesus in his life, and how Jesus reached out to people. He played the pipes. He sang dirges, if you like. My goodness. These words that Jesus spoke to the crowds, what description can I find for this generation in his day as well as today? Like children shouting to each other as they sit in the marketplace, we played the pipes, we've done what we should and what we could, but your hearts were hardened. So I want to say today, with no anger, but with gentleness and with goodness, let's open our hearts to Jesus today. And let's see how Jesus touched the lives of people so many years ago. And even then, people condemned him for doing what he did. And as the church today does exactly the same and reaches out to the marginalized, reaches out to those who have nothing, to the poor, the destitute, the anawim that we might talk about, the poor, the lonely, the distressed. As we reach out to these people, are we going to condemn Jesus? Are we going to condemn the church for reaching out to those who are being treated unjustly, unfairly? Are we going to condemn the church and condemn Jesus because you don't agree with that particular ministry in the church? You see, the church really needs to use every means at its disposal to reach out to people wherever they are, to bring them joy and hope. And as I've always said, we live in an age of despair. Just look at the country that we're in at the moment. The kind of desperation that people feel. The anger in the hearts of people because of recent political things that have happened. A lot of anger. People are saying, we're just going down the tubes. We just might as well close up shop and leave the country and go somewhere else. A lot of desperation, a lot of anger out there. I want to say this evening that we need to look at Jesus and see that he was also condemned and criticized. Just like John the Baptist was, so was Jesus. And what Jesus did was he gave people food to eat. He raised the sick, gave them life. He raised the dead. He brought hope to people. He was still condemned. And so in everything that we do, whether it's you in your lay capacity, your function, your role as a priest, as a bishop, cardinal, whatever the case might be, we need to reach out to people to bring them hope. And we use every means at our disposal to do that. And if we've done that, if we engage with people in our ministry and reach out to people wherever they are, and they don't respond, well, let's not get angry about that. We've done what we could. We've played the pipes, but you wouldn't dance. We sang dirges, but you wouldn't be mourners. It's not our fault. It's yours. And so let's ask the Lord today to give us the grace and the strength to read the signs of the times, to hear the Lord calling out to us, to look at the church and to see the wonderful work being done by the church, by priests, institutions, nuns, schools, whatever it is, and to see how through all these various ministries we are reaching out to people. Let's pray that people will be sensitive to these many ways as the church reaches out, as Jesus reaches out to people through others and through the ministries of the church to bring joy and happiness to people. Let's pray that they will be grateful and appreciate this. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Let your face smile on us and we shall be safe. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Come to us and save us, Lord God Almighty. Joyfully you will draw water from the wells of salvation. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Joyfully you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Now we turn to the Lord in prayer. The Lord God said, I shall look for the lost one and bring back the stray, bandage the wounded and make the weak strong. Lord our God, come to save us. Lord God, you made us and sustain us with your love. Help us to recognize that you are in our midst. You are close to each one of us. Open our hearts to love you. We pray for those who find their lives a burden too heavy to bear. Lord, be their strength and their hope. You are life and the enemy of death. Rescue us and all the faithful departed from eternal darkness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, keep us ever alert and watchful as we await the coming of your Son, so that faithful to his teaching, we may hasten to meet our Saviour with lamps alight. Our prayer we make in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit as God, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
He's coming, Jesus.
go. A little bit different. A different sound from John Michael Talbot. Usually his music is very soft, very gentle and inspiring and meditative, contemplative and so on. But he does branch out sometimes. And there we go. That was John Michael Talbot singing for us a song which he wrote called His Coming from his album The Beautiful City. Well, so that brings us to the end of our program this evening. It's been lovely being with you for the last half hour. It's the weekend, and I hope you're going to have a wonderful, restful weekend. Well, I certainly hope so. I'm going to be resting and being entertained, I suppose, by various things and people. But above all, just to rest and relax. But I'll be back with you again on Sunday with our Mass just before midday. So do stay tuned to Radio Veritas. And please do us the favor, tell your friends about Radio Veritas. Say that we are here to bring people good news, to bring them a variety of programs and moments of inspiration. Sometimes we get letters from people which are critical. Other times, thank God, many more letters from people who are very, very grateful and appreciative of the programs and whatever we do for people here on Radio Veritas. But we do love hearing from you, so never be afraid of sending me an email to eblaser, E-B-L-A-S-E-R, at radioveritas.co.za. Eblaser, B-L-A-S-E-R, at radioveritas.co.za. People often say to me, Father, but don't you have a schedule? Yes, of course we have a schedule. Do visit our website, which is www.radioveritas.co.za. It's an interesting site. And, of course, you'll find our schedule there, which changes regularly from month to month. Difficult to put our schedule into a newspaper because it'll take up almost a whole page, I suppose, if we have to put everything in. Every program we produce and present makes it a bit difficult, but you can find all the programs we're producing right here on the website, www.radioveritas.co.za. Okay, that's all I can, that's all we have time for this evening. Thank you for joining me. Get home safely, and I wish you a wonderful, restful, relaxing weekend. From me, Father Emil, it's good night and God bless.